The barge Ontario foundered in a storm off Outer Island in 1927 in 450 feet of water, considered one of the deepest wrecks in Lake Superior. Jerry Eliason of Cloquet, Minnesota, was on the expedition that found her.
If one removed 100,000 tons of mud, it's probably in very good shape. But as it is, it certainly won't be a diving attraction.
Unless the diver is a big fan of scotch. State Historical Society maritime archaeologist Keith Heverden says many vessels coming from wet Canada to the dry U.S. in the 1920s carried secret cargo.
Well, let me just say this isn't the first wreck that I've heard of.
The Ontario is one of 65 significant shipwrecks in the Wisconsin waters of Lake Superior, with 44 never found. Some have disintegrated after being pounded by waves and ice, but Heverden says there's still a great hunger to look for shipwrecks.
To find a site that nobody's laid eyes on before, and to do that first dive on a shipwreck that nobody's touched, nobody's seen, that's really the big appeal, is to touch history exactly as a happened.
Eliason says the motive certainly isn't financial.
Now as I get older and reflect back, I've spent about 90% of my discretionary income in pursuit of shipwrecks, diving them and photographing them, and I'm sad to say I might have wasted the other 10%.
Next summer, Eliason hopes to find the three-masted schooner Antelope that foundered off Michigan Island in the Apostles in 1897. It was carrying coal, but no whiskey. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.